I am pleased to have as my guest today, and I'm a frequent visitor out to the Hawthorne Farm. If you've never been out there, it's great. There's is more than just a store. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And there are going to be two public meetings coming up on December the 5th and December the 9th. And they'll be discussing what they want to do as far as a proposal for a supermarket on Warren and 5th. And so with me today is Michelle Hughes and Martin Ping from the Hawthorne Valley to talk about the prospects of that coming up and what's going on down at Hawthorne. Welcome to the WGXC Morning Show. I'll just let one of you kick it off. Who's going to be first?
Oh, I guess I'll go.
yes. All right, Michelle. Tell us about the prospects of actually having a store here in Hudson.
Well, so we've been looking into what a store could look like here in Hudson. Obviously, everyone knows that it's seriously lacking in food access. There's no grocery store here in town. A lot of people don't have transportation to be able to get out to the supermarkets. And what the supermarkets do have, isn't acceptable for everyone. And so obviously, there's a real need here for more food and affordable food within the city. What I've been doing with this project is just getting to know the community, really. I'm from New Jersey, actually lived in Brooklyn for 10 years and kind of came here around about just a few months ago. So, I've been coming through Hudson for a number of years, but didn't really know the community, know the people. And so what I've been doing is just finding out, what's been going on here in terms of programming, because the idea is to have a grocery store, but also a community learning center. And so we've just been figuring out how we can sort of synergize with what's already happening here in Hudson, because there's a lot of good work that people are doing around education and food. And so the idea is to create a grocery store that will be accessible for everyone.
There's a lot of that. One of the things I love about Hudson is there's an educational aspect to just about everything going on Warren Street. So it won't quite be like the store in Harlemville?
No. It probably will look a little bit different. There is a learning center in Harlemville, but this one will also look a little bit different. I think that we're looking into vocational programming. We're looking into just different education for the whole family, cooking and nutrition programs.
What is the purpose of the two public meetings?
The purpose is really to just gather more feedback from the community. And so I've been doing interviews with all kinds of folks around town, just to see what people really want, in addition to, what's happening here. But we want to just make sure that everybody who wants to give us their feedback about the store has the opportunity to do that. And so these meetings are really just a way to get ideas from everybody about, what kind of food they'd like to see, what are their priorities, what are their values, their most important, is price most important? Is where the food comes from most important? Is social justice most important for them? So, what do they really want it to look like and feel like?
Okay. Of course, that's on December the 5th and December the 9th. Where's it going to be?
So on December the 5th, that's this coming Thursday in a couple of days. That's at the Solaris Camp Hill Hudson right here on Warren Street.
Okay.
369, I think is the address. And then the meeting on Monday the 9th will be at Bliss Towers in the community room. Also, both meetings are from 5 to 8 p.m.
Too bad you couldn't bring the farm down.
Well, the whole goal is really to get people to get excited to go out to the farm.
Too bad you couldn't bring the just bring the farm and pick it up and bring it down the Warren Street.
Well, I don't know, Martin. Can we do that?
Martin,
if we're lucky, we'll manage to get a rooftop garden on the building and have that right outside the door of the learning center. That is one of the ideas that's on the table. And looking at the engineering of the building to see if it will hold the garden. And if that's the case, then there'll at least be some garden-to-table activities right at the building itself.
And what is the potential address that you were looking at for the store?
It's
479, I think.
Okay.
Right at 5th and
Warren. Yeah. Okay, oh, that's perfect. That's right in the middle.
Right, it's right on that corner that I saw that has a big empty lot right now. We're hoping to change that.
Now, aren't there food vendors in that lot? Am I correct? No. That's further down.
Right, where the truck pizza is, mm-hmm. That's further down. But there was, I think there at some point was a food truck set up there, but not anymore. It's just the lot, and then there's the kind of steel building next door, steel and concrete, and that will be, developed into, it'll be a two-story building when it's done.
Oh, so you're talking about actually building.
Well, the landlord is building it out. That plan already pre-existed before they asked us to come in and potentially operate a grocery store there.
Can you give the folks, for those who don't know, a little bit of the history of Hawthorne out in Harlemville, where it is and what it's all about?
Sure. So we're out in three towns, Hillsdale, Ghent, and Austerlitz. They all come together right on Hawthorne Valley Farm. The farm store, the Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, the Learning Center are all technically in the town of Hillsdale in the hamlet of Harlemville. So it is the northwest corner of the town of Hillsdale. Our Farmscape Ecology Program house is actually in the town of Ghent. So the invisible boundary line crosses right on the farm field. Hawthorne Valley was founded in 1971 and the farm was purchased in 1972. With the purpose of addressing two issues. One, the viability and sustainability of small and mid-sized independent farms. So a time when there was a lot of farm consolidation and even our agricultural secretary at the time told farmers to get big or get out. And sadly, too many of them chose to get out. And the farmers who were looking at this issue back in the mid-60s and early 70s were looking for a way to have a farm that did not rely on family succession, but was more a community asset. And then the other question that they were holding was really coming from the educational side. What would happen to children as they were more and more removed from nature and having no real access to the land or how their food was being grown? These children who would one day grow up and be asked to be stewards of the earth, but have no relationship to it. They felt, well, if we had a farm, we could make it a farm that's accessible to children. So in the fall of 1972, the first visiting class of students from New York City came up. And since then, every week during the school year, we have a class of children, often third grade, fourth grade, sometimes high schoolers from New York City, Boston, Baltimore, D.C. And they live on the farm for 1 week in the main house and get up early and do chores and have an experience of stewarding the earth and learning about where their food is coming from. And during the summer, that converts to summer camp programs, so there's about 600 children a year that are living for a week or more on the farm. Then we have the day programming, which is our learning center, and that is really geared towards the same agroecological theme, but trying to be accessible to all children, regardless of their economic background. And we are doing a lot of work here in Hudson, and we come in and pick children up and bring them out to the Learning Center for after school programming and for our summer Kids Can Cook camp. And of course there's Hawthorne Valley Waldorf School, nursery through grade 12 independent day school, our Farmscape Ecology Program, looking at the intersection of agriculture and ecology. The Center for Social Research, looking at economic forms. Adonis Press, doing a little publishing. Alkeon Center for Adult Education.
This is why I love Hawthorne Valley.
Yeah. Well, I have been to a couple of the classes, so I'm familiar with. That's why I was asking you to get people an idea, because the food that's going to be in this store will be primarily from the farm, correct?
Well, I don't know. We'll be supplying from our farm and from our creamery, our bakery, and our kraut cellar. But just like our store out in Harlemville, the goal is to really be a resource and an outlet for a local living economy. So we're really trying to support all area farms. We're training farmers. We're trying to help them get access to land. And then we try to help them with moving their product. And same with food artisans and value adders right up the food chain. So the goal would be to have as much locally sourced produce and food in the store, along with the other items that we can't yet grow here, like coffee and, you know, those other staples.
Right. Right. Well, I'm the green vegetable fiend, so. So there these two public meetings are scheduled December the 5th and December the 9th, and they will be discussing the scope and proposal for the supermarket on Warren and 5th. And is this information available on your website?
Yes, there's actually a blog that people can go to get more information and to leave comments. Okay. It's HawthorneValleyHudson.org. So you can go there and get the exact times and locations and leave your comments and, learn a little bit more.
So that's HawthorneValleyHudson.org. And that's nice. It's a blog spot. So you can go there and find out what's going on. And, of course, we'll be talking about it. There's a nice, I heard a nice promo here from you guys. And, of course, thank you for your support.
Thank you for being here.
I love being here. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I really hope that people will show up and give us their ideas. I've been hearing from a lot of people, but I know there are a lot of people who I haven't been able to talk to yet. And so, we really want to be able to incorporate what the residents of Hudson want into this plan. So please come.
All right. If you just tuned in, we've been talking with Michelle Hughes and Martin Ping from Hawthorne Valley, and they're discussing the proposal for a supermarket on Warren and 5th. And to that end, there are two public meetings scheduled on December the 5th and December the 9th. And tell me again when the December 5th, where the December 5th meeting is?
That's at Solaris, Camp
Hill. That's Solaris, right. Yep. Camp Hill.
360 Warren.
Mm-hmm. 360 Warren. Right.
And the one on Monday, December 9th, is at the Bliss Towers Community Room.
And we'll probably be talking more about it here on the WGXE Morning Show and on the other WGXE programs as it comes closer to the date, Thursday night. So looks like I might as well just put a sleeping bag in Hudson for all the events that are going on. Michelle Hughes and Martin Ping, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For coming by. This is the WGXE Morning Show.